Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 15th of January. There's quite a lot of new information overnight. US President-elect Biden set out an aspiration for a $1.9 trillion fiscal plan as an immediate support for the economy, with expectations of further measures thereafter. This is going to be the first test of whether the president-elect can get more significant legislation through Congress. There is the complication of the trial of US President Trump and the fact that time, one of the most valuable commodities in Washington, D.C., is going to be in short supply. There is the complication of the support for state and local governments and a minimum wage increase in the package, which is likely to arouse significant opposition from Republican senators. The $600 checks for most Americans would be raised to $2,000, or rather, given that the first lot of checks have already been sent, a second round of checks would presumably go out. There, probably, there will be support in the Senate. The reason it didn't happen last time is that US Senate Majority Leader McConnell did not want to vote on the subject. U.S. Senate leader, Majority Leader McConnell is about to become U.S. Senate Minority Leader McConnell, and so that obstacle is removed. If some of this fiscal stimulus is passed, it will, of course, be a boost for the U.S. economy, particularly as virus restrictions are less in the United States than they are elsewhere. Realistically, it will be a stimulus that hits towards the second quarter rather than the first, as Congress is not going to pass this at once, and almost certainly will not pass the proposals as they stand. US retail sales for December are due for release today. These, of course, would largely have been taking place before the news that the $600 government stimulus checks would be in the mail, and so this should be considered a pre-stimulus sort of number. Meanwhile, US Federal Reserve Chair Powell was sounding more cautious on the prospect of reducing bond purchases this year. The chair was stressing that the economy is still far from the Fed's goals, which of course represents the degree of spare capacity that exists in the states today. The point about quantitative policy is that it will need to be scaled back when liquidity preference declines, which is the same thing as saying money demand declines or the velocity of circulation of money increases. It does not need to be scaled back before then. So Powell's comments are, at least hopefully, really comments about the timing of money demand shifting, with the Fed just reacting to that. UK monthly GDP data for November was at the top end of the forecast range, and as is so common with growth data these days, the previous month's data was revised higher. The economy contracted because, of course, restrictions were being reimposed in November, but it contracted by less than had been expected. Again, this underscores the fact that financial markets seem always to underestimate the resilience of people. Humans adapt to difficult circumstances. People like my mother, who was so adverse to technology she wouldn't even follow me on Twitter, are now scouring websites for price discounts. And my mother is a big fan of price discounts. This ability to adapt doesn't stop the economic damage, but it certainly mitigates it. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.